T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
President Biden has met here in Geneva with President Putin. He's spoken to him on the phone or via video conference on a number of occasions. And if we conclude, the Russians conclude, that the best way to resolve things is through a further conversation between them, we're certainly prepared to do that.
Ben Hall.
Still talking about negotiating there, although I don't know if that's still a thing. Let's get an update on this from Jared Halpern with Fox News Radio out of the nation's capital. Jared, good morning to you.
Good morning. Yeah, I mean, they're talking, but the United States is now very much, along with other NATO allies, you know, making moves that would suggest that they are less certain that Russia is not going to invade. And you're seeing that now in a couple of ways. The United States giving another shipment of lethal defensive weaponry to the Ukrainians, including a lot of ammunition for frontline soldiers. You're seeing a deployment now of NATO troops, not just U.S., but Spain and a lot of NATO countries moving assets into the NATO countries on the eastern flank, those closest to Russia. And you have seen now the State Department in the U.S. tell Americans who are in Ukraine, now's a good time to get out, because if hostilities break out, we can't get you out. You know, commercial air travel will likely shut down. And so you're seeing a lot of moves now that would suggest that Russia may make a move. Now, part of that's because of the conditions on the ground. And I think part of that's just this has gone on so long at this point that at a certain point, I think the United States and other countries have to anticipate that Putin may make a move.
So, Jared, what do we know about the shape that NATO's in? I mean, Donald Trump famously, you know, got criticized for claiming if you don't start picking up your end of the deal here, the United States might consider pulling out. Obviously, they didn't do that. It was a negotiating ploy. Supposedly, they started chipping in closer to the 1 or 2% of their economy is supposed to be putting into it. Are they in a good shape? Do we know?
Well, I think NATO's fine. I mean, they're sending these assets to the east. And so, again, there's not like a – I think this was always kind of misunderstood during the Trump years. There's not really like a bucket, right, that you can participate in with NATO. It has to do with how much you were spending on your own nation's defenses per a GDP measurement. And so you did see countries start to spend more on their defenses. I'm not sure that has much to do with what's happening now. You're seeing – you know, countries move their ships, move their planes further to the east. Again, these are all defensive measures. You're not going to see a NATO deployment into Ukraine. Ukraine's not a NATO country. So there's not really an issue here with, you know, in the event that NATO or that Russia enters Ukraine, that NATO has to respond. What you are seeing is sort of a show of force that, listen, Russia, we have assets here. Don't think about moving into a NATO, because moving into a NATO country is obviously a much different situation, right? That triggers Article 5 of the NATO alliance treaty, and that would obviously mean that every NATO country would then have to use their military to fight Russia. That's not what anybody's talking about right now. This seems to be more of a let's get our resources in place to show Russia like we're watching them, we're paying attention to this. And, you know, they best not think about, you know, looking into these Baltic states that, you know, again, Russia, a lot of this has to do with Russia's, you know, they don't like NATO. Obviously, NATO was set up to protect against then a Soviet and now a Russian influence. NATO has expanded eastward onto Russia's borders.
Yeah.
That's something Russia doesn't like. And Russia has said that they want a commitment from NATO that they will never allow Ukraine into the alliance. That's something that NATO and the United States have called a non-starter. They say that we have an open-door policy. Now, Ukraine would have a long way to go before they could be admitted. There are a lot of steps a country has to take before they're allowed into NATO, and Ukraine has not fulfilled those.
Jared?
So the idea that this would happen this week, or it seems unlikely.
I'm out of time. I appreciate the update. Thank you.
Sure.
Yep, Jared Halperin with Fox News Radio.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.